such a beautiful award. It has 5 different layers. It was handmade out of metal and burnished, and so you have this golden sunshine and the bear, and then the plaque with my name and the award, Emil Usabili Award, Distinguished Teaching.
And how did you win this award? What came about?
I ran many miles. No.
Diane McAkron did not run many miles to win her award, but she did spend 15 years trying to figure out how to best serve her students at the Kuskokwim campus UAF in Bethel. Most of her students are Alaska Native. But McAkron will be the first to tell you that learning how to teach her Alaska Native students was uncomfortable at first, especially as a white woman who didn't grow up in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Her students are not the typical teenagers who just graduated high school and stumble into college as the next stage of growing up. McAkron students will snow machine many miles from one village to the next just to catch an airplane to get to school. These students tell her that they are going to school to save their people.
And I have to say, you know, when a student says, well, I'm in this program to save the lives of my people. And then as faculty, you look at your syllabus and the learning objectives and you're like, huh, I didn't put that down there.
McAkron teaches rural human services and got her start in the YK Delta as a social worker, first in Gweeflik and then in Bethel for the Lower Kuskokwim School District, before she moved on as an associate professor at KUC 15 years ago. She says her first year, she had to learn how to teach under the gaze of elders, which she was not used to.
Nobody else was bothered, so why was I bothered? And I had to really unpack that. And part of that was, you know, I thought I should be in control of the classroom. I thought that we should follow my, you know, my syllabus perfectly.
But by the end of her first year, she felt something change. One day, the two elders who usually sat through her class were out for doctor's appointments, and she felt anxious while teaching the class. Later that afternoon,
I'm in front of the class. We usually sit in a big horseshoe so everyone can see each other. And I see in the back the two elders are entering the room after lunch, and they come and walk up, and they usually sit next to me. And as they walked up, for a split second, I felt a visceral sense of relief. Like, oh, okay, good, they're here.
She says she figured out that everything that needs to be learned will be learned, just maybe not the way she had scheduled it. Yupik Elder Esther Green, who has sat in McAkron's classes, accompanied her to Fairbanks to receive her award.
It's set up very nicely. It's these big tables, and they've got glass flower vases on each table, and all the tables are set, and it all looks very beautiful. So Esther felt like she was a tourist. She said, oh, I'm a tourist. Let's go look at everything.
Linda Curta is the acting campus director. She nominated McAkron for the award.
And through that whole experience in teaching, she's also had incredible service to the community.
But for McAkron, the award is more about her students and how they taught her to be a better teacher.
As long as I am in a position like this, where there's a cross-cultural element, I will always have to ask myself in difficult questions, listen to difficult conversations, engage in challenging dialogue, if you will.
McAkron will receive a $10,000 cash prize with the award. The money comes from a $750,000 endowment fund from the Usabili coal mine. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.